Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You know, I was at the doctor's office today and I was explaining to him I needed to get this cough taken care of because I speak for a living. And he says, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm co-host of a talk radio show." And he's like, "Oh." And I go, no. It's not, there's no politics. It's not, you know, nobody's yelling. We just, we laugh a lot. We tell some jokes. We play fart noises. And he goes, "Oh, I'll have to check out your show later. What, you know, what station are you on and all this stuff?" We, ladies and gentlemen, may have, and we, I haven't had a chance to hear it, but it made the BBC.
It's broke the internet.
Rumor is it is the fart heard on TV to end all farts.
Oh my.
And it's British, Dan.
Oh, does it happen in with an accent?
It does. The fart has an accent. Yes, Dan. So here is the BBC report from earlier.
Find slightly crude.
Wait. I want to play a little bit more because I just heard to say you might find this slightly crude.
They find this slightly crude.
They even tell you you're about to watch something crude in such a polite way that you're almost not going to be offended.
So polite.
You might find this to be slightly crude.
From Rosie Dowsing, Celia herself described it in a phrase some of you may find slightly crude.
Okay, now we gotta be careful.
Welcome to the worst team building away day experience in history.
So
keep going.
Trumping through the tension.
What just happened? I just farted, Claudia.
It's a game with murder, banishment, and betrayal. But some.
Okay.
The
tension was building.
She's an acclaimed Dan thespian. Well, yeah. I said to Scott during the break, I go, "You're not going to have heard of this woman, but if Helen Mirren just let one rip during some important interview, this is the most like put together, posh, lovely, older British woman." And fans online were left in hysterics, one of them calling it the TV highlight of the year, while another tweeted, "We've just peaked as a nation." Someone wrote, "Scott, how could somebody so elegant, so petite, so gracious, let out that huge sound?"
Well, it was a bit of a little squeaker. It wasn't really a rip-roaring.
It is so funny.
There's no chance she needed to run to the restroom and...
No.
Take care of her business.
That is
that you're right, Dan. That was a high pitched. It was a squeaker. It was a squeaker fart.
That is your lead on the BBC today.
That's the lead.
It was. I'm not sure if it still is. It should be. The fart was just incredible. The fart. Yes, we do. Yes,
the
we do.
Is yes.
Everyone is wound way too tight.
They put it in, and she let it out.
Plus, anytime you can hear a British person go fart,
I farted.
I mean, everybody does.
We looked it up. In British English, by the way, a fart can be called a trump, a goof, or a windy pop.
A trump?
A trump, a goof, or a windy pop.
Leave it alone, Dan.
That is a common, often childlike term. The goof is an old-fashioned term for the fart, and the windy pop is a playful or less direct way to describe it. There you have it.
What a guff.
Squeak. I don't care who you are. That's funny. That is funny. You need a Louvre update. You need a Louvre update.
Every day. I want right. a heist update. Did you see the video they've released of the ladder coming down?
That is what my story is about. Investigators hunting the gang behind the Louvre jewelry heist have found traces of DNA samples in a helmet and gloves and are aware of new video showing the thieves escaping from the museum, according to prosecutors who spoke with NBC News today. The Paris prosecutor's office said it was unclear if the DNA belonged to the suspects who made off with 8 pieces of jewelry from the world's most visited museum on Sunday. The group used power tools to shatter display cases, threaten guards, and fled on scooters, leaving behind a trail of clues, including Empress Eugenie's crown, which they dropped during the escape.
It's such a European caper. They escaped on scooters.
Well, and you're so right, Dan, in every single Mission Impossible, they're always on those very, very expensive Vespas. Yes, The Guardian is reporting the thieves' slow motion getaway using that furniture lift was caught on video, like Scott said. But when you get home tonight, watch the video, because remember in Up where the guy is coming down the stairs in his chair, dun, 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 in the old man stairs chair?
I'm familiar with that.
They are coming down this huge elevated ladder just like that. Here they come down the ladder. And you can see them looking below like, uh-oh, get us down, get us down, get us down, get us down, because they've just, the alarms are going off. Well,
they're also carrying $100 million worth of stolen jewels.
But they sort of looked like they were supposed to be there. They had those vests on. And I think if you were driving by, you'd be like, you wouldn't even look twice. You'd be like, they're window washers or something.
And that's how a heist works.
That's right.
I'm going to hand it to them. I don't know why I find this story so fascinating. And I'm not cheering for them. I do hope they get caught. And I hope that they haven't dismantled. It's Thursday now, so it's been 5 days.
I mean, it's all fun and games in the movies, but in real life, it's like, all right.
But I do have to tip my hat to them, if you can, in a bad guy kind of way.
Tip your beret.
Yeah. I mean, what a brilliantly planned heist.
Yeah.
We're going to get a ladder on a flatbed. We're going to look like we're workers.
9:30 in the morning.
We're going to break in broad daylight while the museum is open. It was open for 30 minutes before they broke in. And then we're just going to get away on scooters. Now, where is the talk about who rented the flatbed truck?
Stolen. I read today it was stolen.
Okay.
Because they were smart. They weren't going to go rent it this is my name. I'm Bob.
Here's my credit card. Yeah,
you mean Timothy McVeigh?
I was
going to
say Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, and then I thought, no, I'm not going to bring up the Oklahoma City bombing. But yes, those idiots signed into the Dreamland Motel using their real name and rented the Ryder truck
with
the name
Terry Nichols' name. Yes. That is correct.
So these guys had clearly seen that documentary, and they were like, you know what? We're going to just steal the ladder truck.
Huh. The video was filmed by a member of the public. At one point, someone can be heard on what sounds like a walkie-talkie saying in French.
Yeah, security guard.
Looks like the individuals are on scooters. They are leaving. They are leaving. Investigators have previously confirmed that the gang made its getaway on scooters from the museum, which reopened yesterday. Footage from approximately 4,500 cameras was available to police, in addition to some 38,000 interconnected cameras. So, I mean, can you follow them out of the city? I don't know. Okay. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. 7798. Hey, don't forget, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Look, I don't have a problem necessarily with Alec Baldwin. I don't. I'm neutral. I thought he was brilliant in 30 Rock. He was so funny in 30 Rock. But then, like, the Russ thing happened and...
Did that movie ever come out?
Yes.
It did?
I think we went straight to DVD with that one, if you know what I mean. But they have just ruled that the malicious prosecution lawsuit of his, malicious prosecution lawsuit by Alec Baldwin, will move to federal court. And I will ask you why.
He's suing.
He is suing. Let it go. Yeah. You killed a woman. I know you didn't mean to kill a woman. But the bullet that came out of the gun that you were holding on that movie set came out toward her, mm-hmm. hit her, and killed her. The lawsuit alleges malicious prosecution in the 2021 fatal shooting of a cinematographer. Mm-hmm. It has been reinstated and moved to federal court. Baldwin initially filed the lawsuit in state court, claiming civil rights violations, seeking damages after a charge of involuntary manslaughter against the actor was dismissed because the prosecutors withheld evidence from the defense. You can't do that.
Okay, so the movie cost roughly $8 million to make.
Okay.
Would you care to guess what it—and you're right, it came out last year.
Two. It did not make its money back.
$2 million?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Kramer, what do you think Russ made?
I'm going to say about $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. Mm-hmm. the two of you could not be farther away. Rust at the box office, $8 million budget, most of that probably his salary, made $26,000.
Wow.
Probably the worst box office in the history of the world.
People didn't want to go anywhere near it. Why would you? I said, why did they release it? Why would you want to watch a movie where you know, right during that scene where he's in that church, that in real life, a young, beautiful, vibrant woman and mother and wife died, and now there's all this nastiness with the lawsuit. I cannot believe he is suing for malicious prosecution.
26,000. That means anytime you went to see that movie, it was only you in the theater. Period.
Did they actually keep that scene in there?
Well, I think the scene.
She died during the rehearsal of that scene.
Yeah. Right.
But still having that scene is still tainting the entire movie.
I agree. I remember when they said they were releasing it. I'm like, no one's going to go watch that.
Clearly nobody did. You can rent it for $5.99 on Apple TV, if you wish. It actually does well on Rotten Tomatoes. It gets a 57%.
No, I'm still not watching it. Her family, by the way, is still in civil litigation against him and the other producers. And then the woman that, the dingbat that had no business being on a movie set at age 20 or whatever, that loaded the wrong bullets in, she went to prison. For a year, I think she got a year and a half.
But why would you even have, not to rehash this story, it's several years old, why would you even have live ammunition on a movie set?
You're not supposed to.
I know you're not.
Right?
So why would you?
We at the time, it was one of the most fascinating interviews I think we've done with this guy that called in. He was a real life armorer on a movie set.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And this was after the shooting happened. And he was like, you just don't. Your entire job as the armorer on a set is to keep track of those things so this type of tragedy doesn't happen. I still don't understand why they're even using blanks or bullets of any kind when you can CGI all of that. Hell, they're CGIing whole people now, which I don't think is okay.
Well, but they've been CGIing people for years. I mean, look at—
I know, but I'm saying, why do you have to have a real gun on the set anymore? With one scene with a guy sitting in a church and he puts the gun up and fires it. You don't need fake bullets at all. Just
my guess, and I've never been in a movie. I barely have ever been on TV. My guess is to get that realistic pull from the gun. You shoot the gun and it recoils a little bit, and maybe that's just to make it look more realistic. But why can't a good actor just go and flick his wrist back a little bit?
I agree.
Target announcing today they will lay off 1,000 corporate employees and close to 800 open roles, affecting roughly 8% of its global corporate workforce. The layoffs and changes set the course for our company to be stronger, faster, and better positioned for the future, according to incoming Target CEO Michael Fiddelke. Fiddelke will take over from veteran CEO Brian Cornell next year. Blah, blah, blah. The layoffs, which come ahead of the critical holiday shopping season, are the latest signs of struggles at the Minneapolis-based company. It has been reeling from slumping sales and fierce blowback to its retreat on DEI programs. Okay.
All right, let's talk about the update in Leawood. It's the story no one wants to talk about, and I wish to God we did not have to update. We would be remiss as a news station if we did not.
Yeah. The young boy who was hit on his scooter in Leawood has sadly passed. Duke Amert was riding an e-scooter home after being with friends in Leawood on Monday, October 13th, so a week ago this past Monday, according to the Leawood Police Department. He was hit at 6 o'clock in the evening on Lee Boulevard, just north of West 103rd Street. Duke passed away at the hospital where he was being treated. His family has remained by his side. Leawood police released a statement about the fourth grader from Brookwood Elementary School, quoting here, "As we've learned throughout the last 2 weeks, Duke was a young man with a love of sports, his friends, and his family. Our thoughts and deep condolences are with the Amert family and their friends during this difficult time. The driver who hit Duke did remain on the scene and has cooperated with police."
And their life is forever altered as well. The entire story just smashes my heart, Scott. And I know
Yeah.
There are parents because of this case and the child that was struck and killed on the bicycle last week.
Were those almost on the same day? Were they on the same day?
There are parents who have had this conversation with their kids that, like, look, we know these things are popular. We know that you like to ride around on these things, but we're going to put an end to that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can be doing everything right. And we don't know what led up to this wreck. I feel so sorry for the driver, Scott. My God. If that driver's a parent, if the driver's a young person, you're not going to ever be the same when you strike and kill a child. But you could be doing everything right on one of those e-scooters, and you're going to lose out when it's a car that comes into contact with them every time. And so I don't know what you do. The cities are trying to ban them on sidewalks, and I understand that.
Well, where do you want to put them on the street?
They scare me to death. And someone wrote...
I'd rather they be on the sidewalk than on the street.
Yeah, someone wrote on one of the Facebook posts about it and said that the kids, not this child, I'm not saying that, but for the most part, children are not observing or understanding the rules of the road the way you would if you were, you know, driving around in a car. You know, these go between cars and up on sidewalks and in places that are dangerous for a kiddo's safety. And I don't know. Do you outlaw them, Scott? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that you outlaw them. You might want to put an age limit on them. You know, I think I told you this on the air the other day. I was driving in my neighborhood.
Yep.
There's a McDonald's not far from my house. And I was heading over to the gas station the other day. There was a kid, not on his bicycle, but on an e-bike, trying to get out of the McDonald's parking lot. I don't know if he went through the drive-thru or if he went in and had lunch with his friends, but he had a bag of McDonald's in his hand, right? And he's on an e-bike trying to get out of the parking lot onto a major, I wouldn't say major, but definitely heavily trafficked street not far from my house. Kid couldn't have been 12 years old. And he's on an e-bike, which is basically, let's call it what it is, at the very least, it's a moped. At the very most, it's a motor bicycle. And he was 12, maybe 13 max. What the hell is he doing trying to get out into heavy traffic?
I don't know. It smashes my heart. The whole story smashes my heart.
But, I mean, people would argue as well, and I can already hear people rolling their eyes in their car, what's the difference between a kid on an e-scooter and a kid on a bicycle? Hell, kids ride on golf carts in our neighborhood.
Police went on to share how appreciative they are for all of the bystanders who immediately called 911 and the first responders who rushed to help Duke in his time of need. God bless that child and his family.
Amen. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dan and Parks.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Let's go to Kathy in Overland Park. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Well, first of all, condolences to the family and the little boy up in heaven. I just want to say my son is 27 years old, and the first Razor scooters came out when maybe he was about 5, and they had no motor on them. And then, you know, a few years later, they put out another one that went really, really slow. And it was fun for a while for him, but it didn't go very fast. So it was limited fun. You know what I'm saying? And over the years, I think they've snuck up the models to go faster and faster. It'd be interesting for one of your news people to look into the evolution of these things. Because a couple years ago, I noticed that they were going faster. And I noticed the kids swarming on them in the streets. Side streets, main street,
yep,
and all of that. And all I can tell you is I thought to myself, this is not good. And if I had a child that had one, it would have been in the trash.
I think your son is about the same age as my son, because everyone had those little Razor scooters, and they were ankle banger uppers. Right. Remember, they would swing around and crash into your ankles. And my son actually broke his wrist, because when you flew off of those little Razor scooters, you flew forward and you would put out your wrist to stop. And he ended up in a cast because of one of those things. And I hated that thing for that very reason.
Well, and there was kind of a false sense of security, because it's so low to the ground. You think, then nobody can get hurt from this, the original ones. So some of the kids wouldn't even wear their helmets, you know, and I kind of had a fit over that too. But the latest version, it would be interesting, because I don't know the different models that are available. They got to outlaw those. You should have to have a license to drive it. You know, I mean, it's that's just common sense. So sorry about the whole thing, but I'm against them.
Thanks, Kathy, for the call.
All right. Let's go to Mike on line 2. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Hey. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
We're up in Kearney. We live in Kearney, and them things are just rampant all over the up and down the road. And my nephew's got one of them scooters that'll do 67 mile an hour. I mean, they're not slow.
Did you say 6 to 7 or 67?
67 mile an hour. They can pass cars on the highway.
Okay, there was a guy who called in earlier today that said he was going 40 during middays. He was going 40 and looked over, and someone on one of these scooters passed his car. And I thought, that cannot be right. How are these? And we don't know that the child was on one that was even going 5 miles an hour. We don't know. But can you manipulate these to make them go faster? Or are they sold that way?
No, they're sold that way. Yeah, if you go online, there's a guy cruising down in Dallas on the highway wearing a pair of shorts, no helmet, no nothing. So, and the car was doing 66 and he was walking away from the car.
Wait. Let me make sure I understand this correctly. Make sure we're talking about the same kind of vehicle. This is the skateboard looking like thing that has the handle that sticks up from the front with two handlebars on it, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, he's my nephew's got one. My niece broke her arm. She won't go near the thing, which I can't blame her.
Well, if it could go 67 miles per hour, I mean, if you hit a rock with that thing, you're dead.
Oh, yeah, you're catapulted. Yeah, it's amazing. He's got all the safety gear and stuff. He goes, Uncle Mike, I'm fine. It's like, hell, you're not, dude. One little pebble and you're going to be catapulted faster than the 67 mile an hour.
I'll be darned. All right, Mike, I was unaware that they could go that fast. I was out walking the dog the other day, and I saw, I don't know if the kids were off school earlier this week or what, but it seems like they were. And I saw three of these little e-scooters coming down the sidewalk. So me and Lizzie step aside, let the kids pass. But on one of the e-scooters, it was two girls on one scooter. And one was just hanging on from behind with her hands around the other girl's waist, and the other one was driving. Yep. I mean, you're asking for trouble. Because you're not old enough, I sound like an old curmudgeon.
And this is the issue with talking about a story like this. And we talked about the child who lost her life on a bike last week as well. Bad things happen when kids are doing everything right. And so I don't want to say, well, why would anyone let their kid on one of those things? Look, my child was in the street in our neighborhood riding that Razor scooter when he broke his wrist. So you can't protect them from everything. I think these became so popular so fast that maybe that's part of the issue. It's not like a bicycle that had been around 100 years, you know?
Well, and to your question earlier about, maybe we need to make these things illegal, I don't want to cross that bridge necessarily. Maybe what we need to do is limit the age by which someone can ride one and where they can ride one.
Which the cities have every right to do.
I'm not victim blaming here.
No, God, no.
But why was a fourth grader, with respect, on Lee Boulevard on one of these scooters?
Because he lived there.
I understand. But what I'm saying is, I live near Shawnee Mission Parkway. I wouldn't expect nor want, even on a sidewalk, a kid to be riding on one of those scooters on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yeah. If you want to ride it on the trail, in the woods, in the park out back, that's fine. You want to go up and down a residential street, okay, that's fine. But once you start getting into areas where there is
heavy traffic, heavier
traffic, where the speed limit is north of 25 miles per hour.
Yeah, this isn't just about Leawood or Prairie Village where we've seen some of the headlines. Parents are seeing this in Lee's Summit. You're seeing this in Blue Springs. This is all over the country. And so I think it's going to be up to the cities. It's going to be up to, like, we saw this with the Village Shop say, we don't want these on the sidewalks. We don't want the kids in the parking lots on these because someone's going to get struck in the parking lot.
It also reminds me of the golf cart argument that we've heard on this show over the last couple of years. Because, I mean, I've lost count, and I know I'm going to see it on Halloween or in the days leading up to it, and I certainly see it every May when they open up the neighborhood pool, is kids riding around on a golf cart. A golf cart. Now, you might think, well, Scott, this is a golf cart. It's maxed out. It's got a governor of 20 miles an hour or whatever. Yeah, that's true. But they're operating in traffic. In basically what is, let's be honest, it's not a go-kart, but it's not a car. It's like somewhere in the middle. Dan in Olathe. Dan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks, man.
Talked to you guys a few times last year. I'm calling again this year.
Oh, glad you did. Thank you.
So I drive a bus and with lots of kids in the areas, if you know what I mean. And the concern I have is when they're riding these scooters on the sidewalk and there's a lot of kids that are walking, and these guys fly. I mean, if I'm going 35, I'm not passing them all that quickly. So they're probably doing 20 on the sidewalks. Another quick thing, I don't think an unmodified scooter could possibly go as fast as what some of the other cars are.
Yeah, I don't think
God,
so
it
either.
Seems
there's no way.
Like, yeah. It would just be illegal to sell them that way, it would seem, Dan.
Well, yeah, the product liability would just be insane. And then one last thing, I don't know if anybody's brought it up yet, but is the e-bikes that these kids are riding are capable definitely of 35, 40 miles an hour, you know, the big fat tire ones. And again, I'm seeing middle school kids ride these things, and mm-hmm. they're nothing but a glorified motorcycle. And there's this, I hate to sound like the get off my lawn guy, but it's irresponsible of a parent to let a seventh grader ride something that'll go that fast, whether it be a scooter or a motor or a e-bike.
Dan, call more often. Good
will
call.
Do.
Good call, buddy.
All right,
be well. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Next hour on the program, a Missouri court weighs in. Can HOAs ban backyard chickens? This story never goes away.
It never goes away. People feel very strongly about the backyard chicken.
This story from Fox 4, more than a week after the death of a 9-year-old Kansas City elementary student, the Hickman Mills School District issuing a statement countering claims that it denied requests from teachers and staff to attend her upcoming funeral and memorial service on Friday.
Let me flip that around for people who are half listening in their cars. A rumor started circulating online that staff were not going to be able to attend the funeral of this beloved child who lost her life. The school came out and said, this is unfortunate. This is not accurate. We have called in all of our subs who can fill in so that all of our staff can attend the service, and we have counseling available and all of those things. It's a rare acknowledgement of a rumor, but I think it's important that they did allow those teachers to go.
Her name was Hazen Workman Duffy, a fourth grade student at Ingalls Elementary School in South Kansas City, was riding her bike to school on the morning of Tuesday, October 14th. We talked about this glancingly just a few minutes ago when she was hit by a van on Longview Road. She was taken to a hospital by emergency responders, but later died from her injuries. Following news of Hazen's death, the Hickman Mills School District says it has continued to offer support to students and to staff who are struggling with this, quote, tragic loss. However, in the days leading up to the funeral, the school district claims misinformation, read that, rumors, were spread on social media about staff members being denied the day off to attend the service. They say that is not true, and that, to Dana's point, they are working with as many substitute teachers as they can find to make sure everybody has time to go to the funeral. Man, there's a lot of tragic news out today. Four family members of a man running for governor in Illinois were killed in a Montana helicopter crash, according to his campaign today. The son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren of former state lawmaker Darren Bailey, who lost the 2022 gubernatorial election in Illinois and is now seeking his party's nomination again, were killed in the crash on Wednesday. Bailey previously served in both the Illinois House and the Senate. His son, Zachary, Zachary's wife, Kelsey, and their two young children, Veda Rose and Samuel, 12 and 7, respectively, died in the helicopter crash in a remote area of eastern Montana. The couple's third child was not on the helicopter. So here is this lovely young family. Every one of them is gone except for the youngest child. All of them dead. In a helicopter crash. Awful. Zachary, by the way, his son, was piloting the helicopter when it went down.
Okay. Can I update the NBA gambling scandal story briefly? And we might bring this back at 5 o'clock.
I think we should, actually.
I think we bring back the Alex Gold interview at 5.
I thought it was good.
He so cleverly and clearly and simply broke down the two different arms, if you will, of this scandal. You have the NBA betting, feigning injury, sports betting scandal. And then on the other hand, you have the poker $7 million Chauncey Billups gambling scandal.
Yeah.
Listen to this from the New York Post today. X-ray poker tables allegedly used by the New York City Mafia in the NBA gambling scandal are readily available online. The card swindling technology that New York City mafiosos allegedly used to cheat victims out of millions in a years-long poker scheme is readily available for sale online. There are numerous companies which produce devices that employ the exact technology that mobsters used in their sprawling con. Prosecutors unveiled part of that in a federal indictment today. I'm going to show you a picture of this. That is what you see, and no one else sees you seeing it. And tell people what you're looking at, Scott.
Basically, what you're looking at are several screens. I'm assuming you only see one screen
at a time. It looks like an X-ray screen, and you see the ace and the queen.
And you can see, or in one.
That are flipped. You're not supposed to be able to see it, but it will show you what cards other players or the dealer has.
And in another screen, you see somebody has the ace of spades and the nine of hearts.
So you know, do I hit or do I stay? It's not foolproof, but they swindled.
Now, do you see this
swindled
on the reverse side of your sunglasses?
Yes, and yes.
Hmm.
The tables are made to order with prices upon request. The contact lenses that also read specially marked cards were one of the simplest systems mobsters allegedly used in their con. Yes, there are contact lenses that will read specially marked cards. You mark all of the face cards, Scott, with something you can't see to the naked eye, right, and you put contact lenses
There was a movie or TV show about not too long ago.
There's been all kinds of movies about it.
What movie was that in where it wasn't a James Bond movie? Gosh, dang.
Are you thinking of Rounders?
No, I've never seen that. Where they knew that there was a some sort of a substance. It might have been a TV show that I was watching, where there was a substance on the back end of the cards, so you knew, if you knew the coding, you knew what the card was.
Why sell something that is only going to lead to cheating or you being in witness protection because you're doing this at a casino, and when they catch you, you're going to end up with concrete on your shoes, if you know what I mean.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming up in 2 minutes. Hey, folks, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.